Good day. This is the Farm Market News Morning Show, broadcast number 211 for Tuesday, January 6th. I'm Phil Frantz-Warkentin. Ice Futures Canada canola contracts were mixed Tuesday morning, although the bias was higher in most months. Canola is steady to up $2 in the most active contracts, the March contract up a dime at $448.78 per ton. Monday's advances were supportive from a chart standpoint, and some follow-through speculative buying interest helped underpin the futures again today. Gains in Chicago soybeans, continued weakness in the Canadian dollar, and steady end-user demand all contributed to the firmer tone in canola. However, farmer selling is thought to be picking up at the highs as cash bids improve in Western Canada, the large U.S. soybean supply situation, and relatively favorable crop conditions for soybeans in South America also put pressure on values. Wheat, durum, and barley were all untraded after seeing some adjustments after yesterday's close. In the U.S., soybeans, corn, and wheat are all higher, seeing some follow-through strength after yesterday's gains. Soybeans are up 1 to 4 cents, the March contract up 4 cents at $10.49 per bushel. Solid export demand contributed to the early strength in beans, as the USDA reported that private exporters had sold 243,000 tons of U.S. beans to China for delivery during the current crop year. Mounting dryness concerns in some parts of Brazil were also a bit supportive, with over 10% of the country's soybean crop said to be in need of some moisture. Corn is down a penny to up a penny, the March contract up 1 cent at $4.07 per bushel. Gains in wheat did provide some spillover support, while the nearby technical signals have also shifted higher as far as corn is concerned. Wheat is up 5 to 10 cents, the March contract in Chicago up 8 at $5.97 per bushel. Cold weather across much of the U.S. Midwest is behind some of that strength in wheat, as many winter wheat crops across the country don't have adequate snow cover to protect themselves from the cold temperatures. Reports that China is in the market looking to purchase high-protein wheat due to tight domestic supplies were also supportive for Minneapolis and Kansas City futures especially. That's a look at the ICE Futures Canada and Chicago markets for Tuesday morning, January 6th. In Winnipeg for Farm Market News, I'm Phil Frantz-Warkentin.